All right, let's go ahead and get started. Thank you, Greg, for scribing today. Our agenda is here. On the agenda today, we have an update on recruiting and where we are. Richard sent his regrets, so we're not going to get an update from him. Richard Bourne. We've got on the agenda recruiting, talking a bit about a vision document for the group, use cases. We have kind of talked about a capabilities document, so we might want to talk a bit more deeply about that, as well as a roadmap. These are documents that are going to be expected out of the group at some point in time. So while we're doing the recruiting, since there's a little less, since we know what we're doing for recruiting now, maybe shifting the focus back on to producing documents out of the group would be good. We do have someone new that's joining us. So Brendan, at some point in the beginning of the agenda, I'm going to ask you to kind of introduce yourself and give us some background on the stuff that you work on. Okay, with all that said, any updates or changes to the agenda, anything else that we should add or discuss today? Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and get started, and let's go ahead and get do an introduction. Introduction to Brendan.
So, hi all. Can everyone hear me? I don't know how you act that.
Yep.
Okay. So I have no idea what I'm doing, as a fair warning. I am a graduate student at Georgia State University in Atlanta, Georgia. And my research has been focusing on distributed hash tables as they exist right now, and most of my current research is focusing on ways to make improvements on them and make them do things that were never envisioned for them to do. And I got pulled into this, I think, through satellite, through IPFS, and you have a magic black box labeled distributed hash table, and I have a feeling it's going to end up being my job to unmagic that black box.
Great. Thank you, Brendan. 609 area code, who just joined?
Laura Fowler from UK.
Hey, Laura. Okay, great. Thank you, Brendan. We hang out on the IPFS channel. A number of the folks from this community hang out on the Interplanetary File System channel, but there have a good group of folks that are interested in distributed decentralized hash tables and basically, you know, decentralized naming and things of that nature. And we've been talking about the WebDHT stuff for a while now. And really, we need to start talking about the specifics. So hopefully, Brendan's going to be able to join us and help us out in that capacity. That's really where his PhD research is in those types of systems. So very happy to have you with us, Brendan. I think your colleague is trying to join. I don't know if he's been able to join yet.
Well, SIP is new to both of us, so it may be a bit of an adventure there.
Right, okay. We do have one unnamed SIP person. Is that you, Sunny?
Hi, Manu. I'm
hey,
here.
Sunny. Morning. Okay. All right. So that's what so that's good. I mean, the Brendan if Brendan chooses to kind of join us in the group and stick with us, that helps us have much, much deeper discussions about the decentralized hash table, which is where authorization.io, decentralized identifiers are going. Okay. Anything else for Brendan before we go? Any questions that anyone has? Welcome to the group, Brendan.
Thank you very much.
Okay, next up is recruiting. Let's get a quick update on recruiting from everyone. I have been unfortunately very busy last week, but have been invited to go and speak at the U.S. Federal Reserve's payment symposium. It's supposedly it's an invite-only event, I believe, where they get a lot of the core folks from the big banks around the U.S. Together, core financial infrastructure folks together, and they're specifically interested in talking about identity and credentialing and W3C and standards and web payments and things of that nature. But specifically, they asked me to come and talk about the credentials and identity stuff that we're doing here. So that's good, because that means that one of the most important organizations that deals with financial infrastructure of the United States is knows what we're working on and is very interested in it. So there's that. So that would allow us to get more recruits in for the credentials work from government and financial services. Okay, Eric, any updates in your neck of the woods?
Nothing specific other than the work that we're doing. I don't know if I've announced this to this group, but we're working on a project at IMS Global, where we're actually using the format, the JSON-LD format and context for a credential to express a extended transcript. So that's a project that we're working on. We expect to demonstrate that technology and prototype. It's a prototype. It's not a working pilot, but it's a prototype that will be shown at EDUCAUSE in October in Indianapolis.
And could you spell that? What?
It's just EDUCAUSE, EDUCAUSE. And that will be, so Mark Luba is working. He's the chair of that project over at IMS Global. And what will come out of that will be a open source issuer tool, which will be used to issue a signed e-transcript or a JSON-LD document. And also what will come out of that is the specification for describing a transcript, an transcript in JSON-LD. So there's a bunch of public open source contributions that are being made there, not only by us, but by others that are part of that project. In addition, I've been asked to speak about the work that we're doing here at the WC3 at an IMS quarterly meeting, which will be done in, I think it's in August. I can give you the exact date in just a second.
I think it's the 15th or 16th or 18th.
I think it's the 17th, actually.
Okay, good. So these are all big recruiting opportunities for us. Unfortunately, they're going to be a bit too late for us to, you know, put in front of W3C. They want to see something in early August.
I did speak to Credly. I don't know if they're on the call today, but I've invited them to join our organization. I met with them directly last week, and the other letters have sent to the other organizations I committed to. So I will be following up with telephone calls personally with each one.
What about the punch list I sent to you, Eric and Richard? Have you guys been able to get to any of the names on there?
No. I've been focusing on just the four or five that I've been working on.
Okay. Now, there's a punch list of 100.
Okay.
W3C members that you guys might try to do some follow-up on and poke them, because they already kind of understand what we're asking for. Just a reminder that, hey, you didn't fill out the questionnaire would be good for those that I
So is the action just to send them an email, or is it to just try to call them?
Send them an email and say, hey, you know, Manu contacted you about a month and a half ago. We didn't get any response back from you. We were wondering if it just fell off your radar.
Fair enough. I'll get it done.
Okay. Thank you. Nate, any updates on recruiting? Nate or Sonny?
Yeah. So let's see. Can you hear me okay?
Yep. Yes.
Cool. So I've been talking with Concentric Sky, my organization. We're going to do a like a technical review of the specifications and authorization I/O that is being put forward. And so we'll get some of our engineers to take a look at that in the next couple days, and then I should be able to get an answer for you, depending on how that feels. And then Badge Alliance, sort of similar, after I get a better understanding of the authorization I/O style tech, then I'll be able to take that finding to the Badge Alliance board and ask them for the money to join. And then I did not have a chance yet to reach out to Descendum or edX or me, but I will do those in the next couple days.
Okay, great. Thank you, Nate. Let's see. Is there anybody else doing active recruiting right now that's on the call? Okay, I don't think so. Matt Stone, we might want to chat offline a bit to see if you can reach out to any of your colleagues that are, you know, partner organizations of Pearson, to see if we can pull some of them into the work as well. Would you be available to do that?
Yeah, I actually have started a discussion with a couple of the salespeople on the Acclaim team. I think we have some prospects that might be interested in this endeavor, and we have, obviously, Pearson View has a bunch of clients that I think are good targets. So I have some internal mechanics to go through before I can really reach out to them.
Okay, great, awesome, thanks. Okay, anything else on recruiting before we move on to the next topic? All right, so while we're doing recruiting, that's happening in parallel, we may want to get the group effectively producing stuff again, specifically documents, use cases, vision, capabilities, roadmap, things that we know we're going to need at some point, so kind of priming that work before the working group gets started is usually a very good idea. It also helps us kind of propose to W3C and W3C management and their membership. It helps if we have a set of documents that we can show them that outlines what we want to do over the next couple of years with identity and credentialing and things of that nature. So I guess in general, producing documents, are there any thoughts from folks? Do people feel like we've got the recruiting under control and we can go back to talking about documents and producing them? Or do folks feel like something else is higher priority at this point?
Well, I personally don't have any great context to contribute to the recruiting effort, and would be happy to continue to work on some documentation. I'm pegged for the next week or so, but after that, I will have time to work on that.
Okay, awesome, Brian. any other thoughts from folks as to what the next big chunk of work this group should do, should be? Or any strong opinions one way or the other? Okay, so my opinion is that we should get back to producing documents because we're going to need those, and there's only so much we can talk about recruiting from a week-to-week basis. We do need more people recruiting and more aggressively. Like I said, W3C wants to see something out of us in August, and at this point, we're just not going to make the cut with the number of people that we have on board. We need far more people committed, and we're not gaining them at the rate we should be, which means that it's going to be very hard to convince W3C at the beginning of August if we don't have 15 more organizations to do something at TPAC. I'll still try, but they're going to wonder, you know, since we've been saying, hey, everyone's really interested in credentials, if we come to the table with only 20 organizations, they're going to say, I thought everyone was really interested in credentials, and 20 organizations does not demonstrate that. I understand that it takes a while to get some of these organizations on board, but it's, you know, there's no other way to say it. We have to do a better job with recruiting. Otherwise, we're just not going to get this thing started at W3C. Okay. Yes.
This is Stone.
Yep.
Did you just mention a target number or kind of a bare minimum that we're really going after?
30 to 40.
Okay.
That would make it a no-brainer for W3C. And let me see if I have the recruiting. I have the list, which I don't think you have. So in IRC, you're on IRC. Here's the list. So check in IRC. That's the list right now that we have.
I updated it, Manu, to actually calculate when you put a yes in there.
Yes, thank you. So we've got 18 out of the 47 organizations we've reached out to right now.
And so they indicate yes by completing an online form or attestation or something?
Yes, or they, yeah, and we've got all the material. If you look at the, let's see, executive summary, I'm getting that. Here's. So if you look at that executive summary that I just put into IRC at the very bottom, there's a number, step number two, confirm your support for the group. If you have them fill out that form, we will know. Or, you know, if you get a verbal yes from them on the phone, that's good enough, and we can update them on it.
Okay.
So you should have all the material you need to convince people. You've got an executive summary. You've got a draft charter, which says this is what we're going to be working on. You've got a poll, a Google form that they can fill out to say, yes, we're interested, and it'll collect the right information from them. And you've even got a set of use cases that you could point them to at the very bottom of the executive summary. And we've been telling people just figure out the best way to pitch it to the person or group that you're talking to and kind of customize it to them, or just blanket send them this executive summary and see how they react to it. It's really up to you to figure out how to get them on board.
Cool.
Did that make sense?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, that was I think I had heard that the last time I was on the call, but it was my first call, and now it's all kind of sinking in. So thank you.
Okay. Good. it takes a while. We're doing a lot at the same time. So you are.
Anyway, just form for us.
Sorry, I missed that.
It's Eric. I just filled out the form for a credit trust. I realized I hadn't filled out the form.
Okay, great. Well, I think that's it. We got back to when we. Okay, so this is we're talking about next steps.
I had a question for Nate. Nate, I'm going to hold your feet to the fire. Are you a yes, maybe, no? What? Where are you?
What organization are you talking about?
Guy.
We got to do that a technical review, which we have scheduled for this week with some of our engineers, and then we'll be able to convince the organization if the findings are good.
Okay. I'm going to put you down for a maybe.
And then, Nate, if there's anything we can help, any explanation we can give, background, we'd be happy to jump on a call to do that.
Cool. Glad to hear it.
Okay. So I think let's go with we should start producing documents because only so many people can recruit, and recruiting just takes – there's a lag there. So in the meantime, the folks that are not recruiting can jump back into working on documents. The first document up is the vision document. And we really don't have one of these. I'm going to paste a link of the vision document that the Web Payments Group has because I think it's actually pretty good. I'm not saying anyone should read this right now, but the document is a really kind of quick one-pager, one to two-pager. Eric, I was thinking that maybe a credit trust, an ETS, or, you know, a credit trust, ETS, Concentric Sky, and Pearson might want to take the lead on this document because this outlines kind of the vision that we want to see with credentials and identity on the web. And it should be a fairly quick thing to put together. We already have a template, which is what the vision document for the payments group has. Specifically, there's a bit at the top called Web Principles. These are just general things that are assumed that this group is going to do, so we don't have to restate them. Like, for example, adhering to web architecture fundamentals, supporting network independence, supporting device independence, providing access to people with disabilities. We don't need to say payers and payees, but we can say, you know, test takers and things of that nature. Being machine readable where possible to enable automation, protecting privacy, being open and usable. Those are all fundamental things that the W3C tries to do with any standard that they do, so we really don't need to go into detail there. The second section is desirable properties, so we can take a couple of hints from the payments group. So for example, improving the user experience when it comes to credentials and test taking and things of that nature. Let's see, choice in who, where to store your credentials, choice in how to share your credentials, things like that would be things that we'd put in there. So let me stop there. Are there any takers for the vision document? Does anybody want to kind of lead the charge on that?
We will certainly start.
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is Eric. I'm just saying we'll certainly contribute. I'll have Joe work on it with us, with me.
Yeah, I'd like to join that effort. I think that'd be pretty interesting. This is Stone from Pearson.
Okay, great. Okay.
And this is Greg. I'd be happy to work on all of the respec-specific bits of this. If you just have text formatted or otherwise you want to send me, I can work on actually making it work properly within the document.
Okay,
awesome.
Great. Okay, so that's great. Thank you, everyone, for volunteering. I heard that Matt and Joe Kaplan and Eric from a credit trust are going to generate some text.
And I'll also volunteer, Richard.
Okay, Richard Varn from ETS will talk about vision and generate some text. Greg Kellogg will convert it into respec format so that we can publish it in a format W3C is used to. So that's great. I think done and done. Let's get that document out there.
What's the thing on that, Ron?
Sorry, say that again?
Can we get a – to me, I need a deadline. If I don't hear a deadline, I don't know when it's got to get done.
Oh, beginning of August? Can we do that? Beginning of August is realistic for getting a vision together. If we can't get something together in 2 weeks, then we've got problems. We've been operating for a year. I think we know what we kind of want to do. So just getting it down into a document.
Yeah, and if you want to just contribute Markdown, if that's more convenient for you, that's very easy to integrate into the document. Otherwise, there is some HTML bits.
Yeah. I think, you know, whatever works
like,
for you guys.
Like a shared Google Doc? Is that the best place to do it?
Well, it's going to go into we need a place on our GitHub repo. Do we have a GitHub repo?
Yes,
for
we
it?
Do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we do.
So we should probably empty out this web payments version and put it in place as a place to accept edits, and then we can use if there's contributions you have to that, they could be tagged as issues on that document or just updated directly into the document. And from practical experience, I find that presuming you have access to the repository, they're working on feature branches for these types of things, and pull requests works quite well so that we don't step on each other's toes.
So one thing to keep in mind, Greg, is that I don't think we have the folks that are going to be working on the document are not, I think, you know, especially Joe is not familiar at all.
Yeah,
with,
then just send email to the list.
Yep, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, if we're going to, the point of logistics, how do we name four or five people here? How do we want to work together? If we would go offline and be really kind of live collaborative?
Here's what I suggest, and this has worked well for some of the other groups. Create a Google Doc, and everyone just kind of edit and mess around with that document, and then Greg, at some point, will freeze that document and just move everything over to the respec format. Greg, would that be okay with you, understanding that some of the folks don't know about feature branches or working with GitHub?
Yeah, that's fine. I think as the group goes forward, we might find that GitHub is really designed for this kind of collaboration, so that getting some familiarity with that might be useful. But I don't want that to be a barrier. So yeah, a shared Google Doc or emails or whatever works for people, I will sort of act as the editor to pull that together.
Can somebody create the stub, I guess, for the Google Doc and then share it out to everybody?
I will do that right now. Let me make sure.
Manny, you'll make us all editors of that document?
I will, yes. Drive.google. Sorry, I'm creating.
What's the repo? Is it under payments?
OpenCreds, I think. Hold on one second. Let me create this doc. Okay, so this is. And there's a lot of stuff in the executive summary that we could potentially reuse in the vision. Open credentials, vision. The other thing we may need to discuss is, should we talk about open credentials or should we talk about web credentials? That's the moniker that we're using has been open credentials, but people might, or just credentials, but we can bike shed that later. I'm going to put open credentials for now. And share. Okay, and then I'm adding Eric, I'm adding Greg, I'm adding, let's see.
You're using my credit trust, right?
Yes. Matt, is it okay if I use your Pearson address? Is that the one you want me to use for the Google Doc?
Yes, please.
Okay. All right. So Eric, Greg, Matt, and then I need to also invite Joe Kaplan. Okay. Let me get the link. Okay, so vision document is here. All right, so there's the link and there's the stub. And we can copy some of the web payment stuff over to it in time. Okay, good.
All right. Would you point to the repo that we're using?
Oh, yeah. Let me, I need to remember what it is. OpenCreds.
The OpenCreds organization only has Minutes and the OpenCreds.org website under it, so I think it was somewhere else.
It's under the website. We have specs. So this is where we keep our...
on GH Pages?
It's an auto-pulled repository. So anytime you check it in, the website's updated. So any commit to this will automatically update the website. It's the same way we ran the JSON LD.
Right, fine. Yeah.
So we'll need, Greg, we'll need a spec source vision directory with index. And
I will set that up.
Awesome. Thank you. you very much.
And I think the GitHub, the source for the web payments is in the is pointed to from the web payments version of that document. So.
Yes. Yes. Correct. Yep. Okay. Hey, this is good. Victory for the vision document, at least getting it rolling. Any other comments or questions on the vision document before we move on? Okay. To the people contributing, just get some text in there, and then we'll talk about it on the calls in the following weeks. It's going to take a bit of iterative work on that to get it done, but I think we can come to a vision that's pretty good in a short period of time. Okay, last chance to say anything about vision document before we move on to use cases. Thank you, everyone, for the volunteering. Use cases is up next. We have a Google document here that have been tracking the use cases for this group. It's in good enough shape to move it into respec, I think, at this point. We may want to... Well, I think it's just in good enough shape to move it over to respec. So somebody just needs to do the grunt work there to move it over.
I'll do that.
Okay, great. Thank you, Brian. There are, so now I'm looking at all the comments. We are going to have to resolve a good chunk of the comments before moving them over. So Brian, I can make a pass through.
I'll take what's there.
What does that mean?
If I need, I'll take a pass at incorporating the comments, or if I have specific things, I'll reach out to you.
That's great. Awesome. Thank you. Okay. Anything else with respect to the use cases? I think just for now, it just needs to be moved over. And Brian, thank you for volunteering to do that. Okay. Anything else in use cases before we move on to the next one? All right, the next one up is the capabilities document. This is a, let me kind of explain what the capabilities document is. So the web payments group came up with this concept of, a payments architecture. So we could draw a parallel to a credentials architecture. What are the capabilities that you expect a credentials architecture to have? So for example, issuing would be one capability. A credential system should be able to issue a credential. A credential system should be able to consume a credential. A credential system should be able to verify the veracity of the claims in a credential. So those are capabilities. In the web payments group, we broke the capabilities down into high-level groups. So for example, in payments, there is core security stuff that you need, cryptographic signatures, encryption, key management, things like that. Then another group is things like trust and identity. You have to be able to trust the issuers, and you have to be able to establish trust and know who the credentials are associated with. And then everything else, at least in the web payments work, has specifically to do with payments. We would probably have stuff that specifically has to do with credentials in our capabilities document. But we really do not have any content on this yet. And this would be a fairly, I don't want to say massive undertaking, but it is going to take at least a month of pretty hard work for someone to come up with the groupings and the capabilities and things of that nature. The good news is that you have something to work off of, which is the web payments capabilities document. But that's still, it took a lot of time to get the web payments capabilities document to where it is, 6+ months of work. So anyone want to volunteer for that?
Is August okay? An okay time frame to work on that?
Like, what do you mean? Get it done by August, or start
working start working on it in August?
Yeah, I mean, you know, if that's how the timing works out, that's how it works out. I don't think we really need it for the W3C management, but it would be good to just have a stub started so that we could point to it.
I'm happy to work on it with some other folks.
I can be a big contributor on that, and I think August is a good timeline, though, to start diving in.
Okay, and that was Matt, right?
Okay. I'm not willing to spearhead, but this seems like a good place where I could start to help and be useful.
Okay, great, Brendan. Thank you, Brendan. Yes. If the only thing I'm concerned about is it's a bit parallel to the work that you're doing. Certainly, the DHT and the decentralized bits of it, I think you could contribute.
We can reach out to him.
The central one. Right.
We can reach out to him on that stuff.
Right. Okay. Yeah, Brendan. Great. Thank you for stepping up. Okay, I think that's all we need to talk about the capabilities document. Just that we need to start rolling on it, and you know, the sooner the better. But August is I think a fine time frame for that. Any other questions about the capabilities document? I mean, is it fuzzy in folks' heads what it's supposed to do, or
Did you include a link to the existing one?
Yeah, 11:37.
11:37.
Stamp. 6 or 7 up. From,
there we go. Okay.
Yep. Okay. So, folks that are going to work on that, study it. It's pretty well laid out, and it took us a lot of time to get that layout at the web payments group. So, and it seems like we could just reuse the layout for this group. Okay, the next, anything else in capabilities before we move on to roadmap? Once, going twice. Roadmap is up next.
I just copied and pasted the whole thing from the web payments into that document, and I've just been cleaning it up.
Okay. The vision or the?
The vision.
Okay. Yep. That's a fine approach. Okay. So the roadmap, we do have a roadmap document for this group. Let me try and find it. Open cred specs. I don't know how old it is, though. So we have a roadmap here, but it is very old. It's not terrible. Okay, so we currently have a roadmap document. The web payments group took a little a different approach to their roadmap document. And I'm the primary author on that, as well as the roadmap document for this group. So if you look down in the web payments one, I'm looking at version 1. The purpose of the roadmap document is to be crystal clear about what the newly chartered working group for credentials would work on. We would basically say it should have a very narrow scope, and these are the deliverables for the working group. These are the use cases they need to support, and these are the capabilities they need to support, and these are the documents they need to produce, and on this time frame. So the roadmap lays all of that out and tries to make it very clear to the W3C membership and the management that there is going to be an end to the work, and it will be sooner than later. based on the roadmap that kind of feeds into what the charter looks like, and the charter basically formally encapsulates what we think the roadmap should be. So I suggest that we lay the roadmap out in a similar way as to the web payments group, preserving some of the other diagrams that we have in our current roadmap document. And I think I will volunteer to align those properly, mainly because I just have a lot of experience putting the roadmap together for the payments group, and I have a pretty good idea of what it should be for the credentials group. Was anyone else interested in helping with this document? Eric's on the queue.
Yeah, so Manu, is there a way that we could just produce a document that shows all the documents that we have to produce? I think it'd be good just to have a map of all
documents. Yeah. It's basically it's on the agenda.
Okay.
The agenda for today are all the documents we should produce.
Oh.
We should have a vision, use cases, capabilities, and roadmap.
Okay. I missed that.
That's fine. Those are the ones in addition to the actual spec, the credentials, messages and protocols spec, and the web IDL for the credentials stuff.
The roadmap would probably specifically reference the documents that the group intends to publish.
Correct. Did that answer your question, Eric?
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. So I think as far as what we are going to produce, that's the list. That's the current list. Does anyone else think that we should be producing something else in this group at this point in time? It's a lot. I mean, it's a lot of work, but we're basically doing the work that a working group would end up doing anyway, and us doing this work now means that the working group does not have to do the work, or they can, build off of our work, which always goes much faster. The other thing that these documents help is it helps us rally all of the disparate organizations together, going in one direction instead of spreading out in a whole bunch of different directions. Okay. Anything else in documents? Anything else for the call today before we hang up? I think the goal for next week should be to have stub documents set up for all of these things: vision, use cases, capabilities, and roadmap. And then ask folks, get an update from folks on each one of the documents, see what questions they have, see what progress they've been able to make.
I'm not going to be able to do anything before then, but following that, I'll be able to do stuff.
Okay. Okay. Anything else for the call today? All right. Thanks, everyone, for the call. Have a wonderful rest of the week, and we will chat again next Tuesday.
Okay.
Thanks. Bye.